Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Zomuhle walamukela ku studio 7 ngolwesihlanu namhlanje ekuseni ziku 3 kunqabakazi 2018 usithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu namhlanje umkhokheli webandla lezanu PF umnumzana Emerson Nangakwa nguye onqobileyo ukhetho lokudinga umongameli welizwe.
Mnangagwa Emerson Dambudzo Zanu PF.
Ngakho ke uMnangagwa Emerson Dambudzo owezanu PF nguye osengumongameli omutsha oweZimbabwe kusukela namhlanje mhlaka 3 ngwabakazi 2018.
Kodwa umanyano we-MDC Alliance okhokhelwa umnumzana Nelson Chamisa uthi awamukeli limpumela ngoba umnumzana Chamisa nguye onqobileyo.
We as MDC Alliance totally reject the results that have been announced so far.
Kamisa yirulana ilimumela ngakho ke impumela ingamanga. Impumela yalolu khetho isandukuphuma ibisacutshungulwa ngama-polling agents.
Siza kuzwa okuningi okuphathelane nempumela yokhetho kuntathela izindaba zethu kanye labongcweti esicubungula izombusazwe. Ungakhohlwa ukuthi ungalandela lolu hlelo kuFacebook ukhathele VOA Ndebele kumbe usilobele umbono wakho njalo nxa ufuna ukungena emsakazweni usithumele inombolo zakho siza kutshayela ucingo.
Mnangagwa Emerson Dambudzo of ZANU PF Party is therefore duly declared elected president of the Republic of Zimbabwe with effect from the 3rd of August 2018.
Umkhokheli webandla lezanu PF umnumzana Emerson Mnangagwa nguye onqobile ukukhetho lokudinga umongameli welizwe ngemva kokuthola amavoti ngesilinganiso ekhulwini umnumzana Mnangagwa uthola amavoti edlula kancane angamachumi amahlanu 50.8%. Kwathi umnumzana Nelson Chamisa okhokhela umanyano we-MDC Alliance wathola angamachumi amane lane 44.3%. Isiphathamandla somanyano lo umnumzana Morgan Komitsho utshele intatheli izindaba izolo ukuthi ZEC iqilibezele. Umnumzana Chamisa ukhangelele ukwethulela uZulu inani athi yilo eliqondileyo elokunqoba kwakhe namhla ekuseni. Ake sizwe ukuthi uMavis Kama yena usiphatheleni eseHarare.
Abalandeli bebandla lezanu PF bakade beseHarare International Convention Center HICC bebegcwele injabulo bethakazelela ukunqoba komkhokheli webandla labo umnumzana Emerson Mnangagwa. Omunye walaba ngunkosazana Sibongile Sibanda oyi National Secretary for External Relations kuhlangothi lwabasakhulayo kubandla lezanu PF.
Nginokujabula okukhulu kakhulu ngempumela esiyitholileyo njengabandla elilabantu abalwela inkululeko, elilabantu abakholelwa kudemokrasi yokuthi abantu bazikhulumele, bazikhethele inkokheli abafuna ukuthi bakhokhele. Abantu beZimbabwe bakukhulumile, abantu beZimbabwe sebezezile ukuthi bona bale themba ukuthi ubaba uMnangagwa asikhokhelele. Sinikile ithuba ukuthi asikhokhelele for the next 5 years njengabantu beZimbabwe.
Ukhuthaza ukumanyana kwabantu elizweni ukuze ilizwe liqhubekele phambili.
Ake simvumeleni aphuthise ama-vision alawo ngokuthi iZimbabwe iqhubekele phambili. Kulezi nhlelo ezinengabe seziqalisile izinyanga ngene ezilutshwana esembusweni akade seziqalisile esikhayelele ukuthi aziqhubekisele phambili ekusukumiseni ezomnotho, ezekuguquleni indaba zemali emabhanga, ezekuguquleni indaba zemisebenzi ukuthi itholakale. Kulezi nto eziningi esizikhayelele ukuthi ama-investors abuye. Maningi amanye ama-investors adebuyile kodwa kulamanye nje abemile elingele emelele ilanga lanamhlanje ukuthi nxa sokukhethiwe umongameli welizwe omutsha bese bebuya. So ngile themba lokuthi ubaba uMnangagwa uza kuguqula impilo zabantu. Ngifisa ukuthi amaZimbabwe ngabayambekezelela bake bebone ukuthi impilo zabo ngempela shwa ziyatshintsha ngoba sina silalo ithemba lokuthi iZimbabwe isiya kwelinye izinga eliphezulu.
Enye intathela izindaba ebikulo mkhosi eHarare International Convention Center uXolisani Ncube upha umbono wakhe.
Ngicangele isifiso sabantu abaningi kumbe abathayelelanga ukuthi umanga uphendukile, kodwa abavothayo bathi bona bangifuna umnanga eyi-5 years. Njalo ngombono wami abantu abaningi sebehluleka ukungena phakathi kwabantu besewukhampeni, behluleka ukutshela abantu izitho zabo, njalo behluleka ukutshela abantu ukuthi bazawenzelani iminyaka emihlanu elandelayo. Yinto okwenza ukuthi namhlanje badliwe iZANU-PF. Njalo mbona abathengiseka kungakakhulu kwabo nxa sigayene zembakazi, bakhanya njengabantu abakwazi bafuna ukwenza, bakwazi ukuthi bangenza njani. Bacabanga ukuthi ipolitics ziyafanana nale activism yesikolo.
Usole indlela iziphathamandla zebandla le-MDCT elikhokelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa eliziphathe ngayo lize liye phambi kwentatheli zindaba ukwethula ukukhonana kwazo ngempumela yokhetho.
Kuyangisa, amafutshane kuyangisa. Kumele bakwazi iprocess le-procedure kusika manjani, nxa ulesikhalazo usithola kanjani. Bangabe bebele sazo esingcono, kodwa wasifake ngendlela yiphi? Yimbuzo oqakathekileyo ontobane ngalawo. Kumele bakwazi ukuthi elakusasa labo lime kanjani. Ipolitics yaphele namhlanje. Bangabe belesikhalazo esiqokothekileyo eseqiniso, kodwa besiye kusifaka phambi kwabantu. Siswele isisekelo. Kumele babe kwazi ukuthi nxa kuleyo nto zakele bahloniphe ama-processes akhona. Ngasinceda njengelizwe siya phambili.
Nginele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumavisi Gama.
Asizweni okuningi ngalolu daba kuPraxedis Jeremiah weStudio 7.
Selize lafika usuku olukade lumelelwe ngabeZimbabwe abaphakathi labaphandle kwelizwe. Lona-ke lusuku olokwethulwa kwempumela yokhetho yokudinga umongameli welizwe ngemva kokuthola impumela yamalunga edalela ephalamende amakhansila phakathi kwensuku ezimbili ezedluleyo. Lolu lukhetho lwakuqala ngemva kweminyaka phose engamashumi amane kungela owayengumongameli Robert Mugabe encintisa. Lombiko uphume ngemva kwensuku ezine abantu bevotile ngomvulo, obesokudale ukufuthelana abantu sebeze baya ezitaladeni ukuyatshengisela. NgoLwesithathu abantu bangene ezitaladeni batshengisela besola ukuphuza kwabezeki ukwethula impumelo yokhetho lolu. Abakubutho babahlasela ngemibhobho, badubula babulala abantu abayisithupha, kwalimala abalishumi lane. Umgcinisihlalo weZimbabwe Electoral Commission ZEC, unkosikazi Priscilla Chigumba, nguye owethule umbiko wokuthi umongameli omutsha senguMnangagwa.
Mnangagwa Emmerson Dambudzo, ZANU-PF, 2,460,000.
U-Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa owe-ZANU-PF uthole amavoti izigidi ezedlula ezimbili, i-2,460,463, okuyisilinganiso samavoti wonke sokungamashumi edlula amahlanu ekhulwini, i-50.8%. Ngakho-ke uMnangagwa Emmerson Dambudzo owe-ZANU-PF nguye osengumongameli omutsha oweZimbabwe kusukela namhlanje mhlaka 3 Ncwabakazi 2018,
is therefore duly declared elected president of the Republic of Zimbabwe with effect from the 3rd of August 2018.
Wonke amacele omabili akadijikilisana athi abeZANU-PF labomanyano OMDC Alliance bebesithi banqobile kulolu khetho ngemva kokuvota kwabantu ngomvulo. UChamisa onqotshiweyo uthi yena lebandla lakhe bazaphikisa limpumela ngoba yena uzazi inqobile kulolu khetho. Umsekeli kamgcinisihlalo webandla likaChamisa ele-MDCT, uMnumzana Morgan Komichi, ume estejini sokwethula impumela yokhetho lapho amakomishina ehlaba ikhefu, wathi bona njengebandla kabayamukeli limpumela, ngakho-ke bazayiphikisa.
We as MDC Alliance totally reject the results that have been announced so far. Not been verified by the chief election agents of the candidates. The polling agents should be verified.
Kodwa ke ngenxa yokuba ubevele engene estageni lesi ngaphandle komthetho ugcine efuqwa ngamapolisa esuswa estageni lesi. Ngaphambilini uChamisa utshele intatheli izindaba ukuthi uyakwazi ngakuphumputi ukuthi unqobile kulolu khetho njalo esethesa ibandla likaMnangagwa umlando ukugcila kulolu khetho wathi njalo akasoze amukele ukubumba uhulumende womanyano.
We respect Zack, we respect the law, but we are being abused for respecting the law. We have a percentage.
Ungeke warika ama election loba ukudlalisa inombolo ukuze zilungele wena. Ubusithi yizo inombolo zoqobo.
I won. Overall, I have a majority vote.
Uchamisa kodwa unqobe uMnangagwa okulesisindo ngama vote edlula ingxenye yesigidi 548,889 esigodlweni eHarare. Okwakuqala ngemva kweminyaka phose ingamashumi amane abantu beZimbabwe baye vota bekhetha umongameli omusha ongasuye Mugabe. Lokhu kuzaletha ithemba na ebantwini lelakusasa elingcono kumbe sebehle baphelelwa yilelo themba abadala bathi sizoyicela isivuthiwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngise Washington DC ngingupraxedes Jeremiah.
Ukusenjalo abasekeli bebandla lezanu PF bathi bayathokoza kakhulu ngokunqoba kukaMnumzana Mnangagwa kanye lebandla lakhe lezanu PF kulolu khetho. Omunye wabo ngumnumzana Kelvin Manduna ofunda ekolitshini leHoward University khonapha eMelika.
Siyajabuka kakhulu, especially i-turnout yasePhalamende besingasento mina ngokwami uthi bengicabanga ukuthi zayi 2/3. So siyajabula. I-race kamongameli it was very tight. Kodwa siyajabula ngoba i-turnout yangkhona amakhaya especially ibase yethu iphumile, i-organization ibikhona. So siyajabula. Kodwa okwami thina njengi-youth ngiyafisela ukuthi ngoba sesinqobile kathesi silo msebenzi omningi okwenza. Number one, i-victory yethu iyabuya against ukufa kwabantu this week, so I think siyathaba kodwa siyakhala enhliziyweni yethu. It's never a good thing ukuze ukuthi kufile abantu ngendaba zokhetho. So that is the first thing kumele sibakhumbule abantu abafileyo. Number two, kulo msebenzi omningi ukulungisa i-economy yethu and ukuthi sibambane ama-Zimbabweans. Nxa elections siphelile kumele sikhumbule ukuthi sonke singama-Zimbabweans, sonke sifisele i-economy yethu ukuthi iphakame again.
Abe MDC Alliance bayala ukuyamukela limpumela bathi iZanu PF iqilibezele isebenzelana leZimbabwe Electoral Commission. Uthini ngalokho?
I think njengokubona komuntu wonke ngingathi lapha ngalangapha bekulento isikhalazo. Yes, angazi mina ukuthi kule election anywhere eyenziwa which is 100% perfect. Kodwa it was unprecedented inumber yama-observer ekade ikhona for this election, unprecedented. And so silinde bona, I think they are one by one bayavuma ukuthi it was free and fair. Bekudleya ama-anomali lapha nalapha but not enough ukuthi bengathi hayi bekungena free and fair. But it's expected bazakhala and made a sizwe. I-process ikhona iyabavumeza ukuthi benqabe lama-challenges behambe through ama-courts lani and something esimele si-respect nxa benza njalo. And but I don't think bazaphumelela. I think it was enough. My observer, as they have confirmed ukuthi it was free and fair enough.
Kodwa ama observers avela ku European Union athi galuhambanga kuhle lolukhetho ngoba bekulokwethuselwa kwabantu kanti njalo lezinduna bezisetshenziswa ngendlela engaqondanga khonapho libandla lakho.
Hayi, ukubona kwami baba ukuthi i-election le yi-election ye-transition. Ulabanye ama ngathi amanye ama elements asasekhona. Angabe yenza khonoku, but ngabantu abalutshwane, and it's something also kuphelayo. Umongameli Mnangagwa, he was repeatedly saying, ekhuza abantu ukuthi lapho sesikunye dispensation, asifuni izenzo ezinjalo. So I think ama-elements amalutshwane alokhu esenza lokhu, ngathi ama-hardline amanye, ama-holdover from isikhathi sikaMgabe. Kodwa sesingena ngaphezu kule new dispensation, izinto which we expect kuzaphela konke lokhu. I don't think it was something over-widespread to justify ukuthi bathi i-election ibe ngaso free and fair.
Umnumzana Kelvin Manduna, umsekeli webandla leZANU-PF ofunda ekolitshini le-Howard University khonapha eMelika. Ubexoxa loNtungabeli Nkomo we-Studio 7. Kobulawayo, iningi lamukele ngenjabulo langesolo ukunqoba kukhetho kukamongameli weZANU-PF u-Emmerson Mnangagwa. U-Anastasia Ndlovu usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ubulawayo uveze imibono yakhe ehlukile ngokunqoba kukhetho kukamongameli Mnangagwa webandla leZANU-PF kukhetho lwalonyaka oluqhutshwe ngomvulo. Osakhulayo wakobulawayo uYolanda Moyo uveze ukujabula kwakhe.
Ngiyathokoza kakhulu ukuthi Emmerson Mnangagwa unqobile kuma-elections amhlaka 30 ngoba ngimbona engumuntu ozakusa iZimbabwe kwelinye ibanga elitshiyeneyo. Uzathabisa abantu abaningi ngoba uyakwazi lapho kwakubotshwa khona amabhawudo yiZANU-PF, and ngibona engumuntu ozakhulula lawa mabhawudo ancede iZimbabwe lathi sibe le mali emabhenki, abancane abasha sithole imisebenzi, ngoba ukhanye ngumuntu adehamba phandle kwamazwe esiyadinga uncedo and ungani uyaluthola. Ungumuntu osekhulile njalo uzithobile, uchamisa ye ube ngumuntu omncane ekwazi okwakusenzakala from kudala, but angimboni engumuntu adeza yenelisa ukulungisa iZimbabwe asihambise phambili.
Isikhulumeli sezaphu umnumzana iPhithule Maphosa uveze ukudana kwakhe ngempumela yokhetho.
Kumele kwaziwe ukuthi njengezaphu thina savela sakhala ngamalungiselelo okhetho lolu. So ukukhuluma ngempumelelo yankona kungaba kuyinto engasizi kakhulu, singakakhulumi langamalungiselelo esavela sasola kusaqalisa. I-PVR ayenziwa ngakuhle njalo akuzange kube le-transparency endleleni okwabanjwa ngayo ukhetho. Sakhala njalo ngama-issues amaningi ahlanganisela ukuswelakala kwama-resources, ukungabhalansi kwe-coverage ye-media, lama funds akhutshwayo i-government sokusiwa kuma-elections, ama-CDF funds ephiwa ama-political parties amabili kuphela. Njalo sasisazi ukuthi ukhetho lolu asoze lwahamba kuhle, luzaba le mphumela ekhontestwayo ezaphikiswa ngabantu abaningi kumbe ezasolwa ngabantu abaningi.
Umongameli weMthwakazi Republic Party umnumzana Mqondisi Moyo laye uvumelane lo Maphosa.
Siyadana uzwa ngothiwa u-Emmerson Mnangagwa uthi uwine nge-50.8 votes kukhetho olwenziwe ngomvulo. Lokhu kusobala ukuthi iZANU-PF iqilile kulolu khetho, kakhulu nxa sikhangela ama-numbers aphuma emakhaya. Sizwile ukuthi bekule voter intimidation kwezinye indawo, kanti sananzelela lokuthi ama-figures kumbe amanani amakhulu kakhulu lawo okuthiwa uMnangagwa uwine ngawo, ikakhulu nxa sikhangele endaweni zeMashonaland, kawavumelani lamanani ezindawo lezi obekuthiwa kulama-registered voters angikhona. For example, ubuthole ukuthi indawo ethile ilama-registered voters angafika 30,000 okwa-announcewa yi-ZEC, kodwa okusimangalisileyo ukuthi kuzindawo lezi ubuthole ukuthi iZANU-PF iwina ngabo 35,000 kusiya ku-40,000.
Isakhamuzi sakobulawayo umnumzana Efincube ubila ngakukhangeleleyo kumbuso kaMnangagwa.
Ukuwina kwa Emmerson Mnangagwa emakhaya eMandebeleni akusonto emangalisayo ngokuba iZanu PF ibivele iwina lolu khetho nje oludlulileyo. Ungakhumbula ngo-2013 ukuthi iwine ngendlela ebanzi kakhulu kwelaseMandebeleni. Ngakho ke akulanto emangalisayo kikho lokho, kubonakala abantu nje sebevota ngendlela yona le abevote ngayo. Izizathu zangikhona zingaba ziningi. Okubalelwayo ukuthi kukhona abayithandayo iZanu PF, kukhona abayikholwayo, kukhona mhlawumbe abayesabayo, kukhona njalo abangabe bezuzo okuthile kiyo.
Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo eZek Provincial Command Center, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Manje sile ntathela izindaba ye Studio 7 uChris Gande okobulawayo. Siyakwamukela kuhle.
Hayi, ngiyakwamukela lami, ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Yes, yes, ukuthi abaningi khona apho kobulawayo bemukele ngenjabulo, abanye ngensolo, nje wabe sizwa ngentathela izindaba yethu lapha Anastasia Ndlovu. Kathesi umama unjani khona ngapho, kwenzakalani?
Hayi, kathesi nje akungani kuzithulele nje, abantu khona bengena e-town akukakhanyi kahle ukuthi bazemukela njani kakhulu kundaba zodlakela. Kodwa hayi, kuzithulele nje, sikhuluma nje abantu bayazihambela njengensukwini.
Ye, okunye ke okumqoka okunanzelelekayo ngalolu ukhetho khona ngapho kobulawayo?
Hayi, kuningi ukuthi ikakhulu ungananzelela ukubana ngapho kobulawayo ibandla le-MDC yilo elithethe i-MDC Alliance, yilo elithethe izihlalo zonke eze council kuthi ezabo MP ezedalela ephalamende, zithethwe zonke kwasala esodwa nje zithethwe iZanu PF. Lokhu kungakubangela ukuthi abantu bengabi ngabantu abacunuke kakhulu kulezinye izigaba.
Ye, sizile njalo ukuthi umanyano MDC Alliance uzaphikisa lolu daba emthethwandaba. Selikelezwa yini ngabasekeli babo kumbe abasekeli bebandla leZanu PF ukuthi bathini ngalolu daba?
Ye, MDC Alliance sibazile sibili, abanye bakhona inkokheli sike saxoxa lazo zithi zona hayi, isidaba lolu alusoze sinekho napho, sizalusa phambili silisemthethwandaba. Kodwa ke abanye amanye amabandla amancane lawa kade ngiyenzisa athi hayi, sokuphelile, sebezazama labo okunye ngomnyaka ngokhetho oluzayo luka-2023.
Ye, kodwa umomo uthule yini khona ngapho besizwile ukuthi bekulamasosha abebhodabhoda ekhangele ukuthi umomo ungabe unjani, lezi mota zabo ade lazo hamba khonapho edolobheni, lokho ezikhona yini?
Hayi, azisekho, bezikhona kodwa bengasomasosha, bekungamapholisa hayi bezigcwele kakhulu ebhodabhoda edolobheni phakathi kunye lase emalokishini emzini yabaningi. Abebebaningi kakhulu, ngike ngafika sibili endaweni eziningi ngabona lapho kade begcwele khona. Kodwa sikhuluma nje kathesi, hayi, bahle basuka izolo emini lakathesi nje ngisedolobheni phakathi sibili nxankhangela mboni ngitholo yedwa umpholisi.
Ye, uke wabona okwenzakalayo emahofisini e-MDC t lapho kuthiwa yikho abake babakhona?
Ngike ngafika izolo, okwayizolo hhayi, yikho manje abaqale ukusuka khona izolo emini. Bathi sibabona besuka khonapho sathi sima kwezinye indawo, sabona lapho hhayi bayasuka lapho avele kade bengasekho, kusela khonapho ngendaba ngesikhathi esiya-1 emini kade bengasekho. Kuthe ebusuku ngemva kokumenyezelwa kokhetho sisagijima njalo sayafika khona ngale sithi sibone ukuthi kuza kunjani, akuzithulele nje.
Ye, hhayi, siyabonga kakhulu ukuxoxa lawe kuhle.
Hhayi, lathi sibonge.
Leyo ke balaleli bekuyingxoxo lo Chris Gande intatha yezindaba yeStudio 7, yena okobulawayo. izizalwane zeZimbabwe kwele South Africa sezethule imibono ehlukeneyo kulandela ukunqoba kukhetho kukamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Abanye besithi badane kakhulu, kukanti abanye bathi uZulu usekhulumile sokufanele impilo iqhubekele phambili. UBenedict Nhlapho usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Ukumenyezelwa kwempumela yokhetho ekhombisa ukuthi umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa unqobile, kanti njalo ibandla lakhe leZANU-PF lithethe isihlalo eziningi edala lephalamende, isishiye iningi lidane kakhulu kwele South Africa. Isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Mlungisi Shabalala uthi madolo nzima njengoba ubecabanga ukuthi lolu khetho yilo oluzaletha inguquko.
Kwehlula impela, I'm very very disappointed, ndibuhlungu inhliziyo yami. Sesiyabuyela futhi kumacuse nalawa ethe siwabona ebhenki. Sesibuyela futhi emadibheni alawa angela mithi. Anginamazi, I'm so disappointed ngama-results akhona.
Kodwa kwabanye abagoqela umnumzana Gretman Mkhwebu bathi batshayela umongameli Mnangagwa ihlombe.
Unqobile uPresident Emmerson Mnangagwa free and fair. Mina ikho into engisolayo lapho, ngoba ukhampeni lelo baba simbonile ehla isenyuka esiyemakhaya esiyana kuphi nakuphi. Kungokokuqala kulomnyaka ka-2018 sifona kuvota ngokuthula kungakhalisa mboko phezu kwendoda.
Unobhala jikelelo ebandla leZimbabwe Communist Party umnumzana Ngqabutho Mabena uthi ukunqoba kukamongameli Mnangagwa kutsho ukuthi iZANU-PF ilokhu ithakazelelwa ngabantu emakhaya. Uthi ukunqoba kwe-MDC Alliance emadolobheni kutsho ukuthi ilokhu isathandwa izisebenzi iningi lazo ezisemadolobheni, kodwa emakhaya kukhanya ingakemukelwa kakhulu.
Indaba ye-generational consensus yabekwa angani ibandla le-MDC Alliance libandla labantu abatsha, yikho abantu abadala emakhaya behambe lo muntu ole-75 years bebona ukuthi nguye ongaba ngumongameli.
Isifundiswa seZimbabwe umnumzana Bongani Nyati uthi sekusikhathi sokuthi kusukwe emoyeni wokhetho, kwemukelwe impumela, uqale umsebenzi wokuthuthukisa ilizwe.
Kungabi ukuthi onqobileyo ekhethweni afune ukuthatha konke, ahuquluze konke laba abahluliweyo bengabi khona phakathi kukahulumende.
Kodwa ngebakhona bathi ukuqhubeka kombuso weZANU-PF kutsho ukuthi okweminyaka emihlanu elandelayo bazaqhubeka besemazweni njengoba bengalali ithemba lokuthi kule nguquko engcono ezabakhona. Mina Studio 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapho.
Siyabonga Benedict Nhlapho. Sithanda ukwamukela labo abasilandelayo kukhasi lethu leFacebook. Silo Raymond Moyo, silo Busani Mabena, silo Lindsay Hammond, silo Lihle Mangena, silo Thuthukani Mzila, silo Xolisani Dube, labanye nje abaninginengi. Singakehlukani-ke sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Umkhokheli webandla leZANU-PF umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa nguye onqobileyo kukhetho lokudinga umongameli welizwe ngemva kokuthola amavoti edlula awomkhokheli womanyano we-MDC Alliance umnumzana Nelson Chamisa. Kodwa umanyano we-MDC Alliance uthi awamukeli limpumela ngoba umnumzana Chamisa nguye onqobileyo, njalo bathi bazaphikisa limpumela. Silugqiba lapha ke uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo. Ngusithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhona lapha eWashington DC.